Arkansas head coach Mike Anderson. The Razorbacks are 15-14 overall, 6-10 in the SEC. This week they travel to Vanderbilt and host Alabama. To ask a question of Coach Anderson, press star 1 now. Coach, while we wait on questions, could you give us a few comments on this week's matchups? Coach, could you give some comments on your matchups coming up this week with Vanderbilt and Alabama?
Okay, yeah, Vanderbilt, obviously a team that has some tough games where they've been right there, led in a lot of the games, especially here. I watched them play Florida, and then, of course, they just lost a tough game at home. So, but it's a team that we know they're capable of really shooting the ball well, led by Sapien Lee. And then at the same time, they're going to get a three-point shot or a layup, so, and they play well at home. So, and we've just got to try to continue to build on some momentum. I think we're playing well and playing efficient basketball, and our defense can continue to hopefully turn up another notch. And got two games left, and so you want to be able to finish strong, and that's what is our aim, is to finish strong and get ready for the SEC tournament.
Okay, our first question is from Nate Allen of the Nate Allen Sports Service.
A couple of games, you feel you're getting kind of what you wanted out of the roles that Adriel Bailey and Gabo Samoyan are supposed to play?
I think that he's, when you talk about Gabe, he's a guy that I think he's a spark plug kind of player. He's given us energy. He's given us that blue collar effort that we need. He's a guy that can, create for others. But more importantly, I think his defensive presence and just his enthusiasm or passion for playing, I think it's been big for us. And, of course, Adriel coming off the bench, I think he's playing a lot more assertive, rebounding the basketball and just kind of doing some of the glue works. I think that's in playoff of Dan. I think those guys can actually have an opportunity to cash in, so to speak, because Dan is getting so much attention that those guys got to be the recipients, and they got to be able to make plays and finish at the basket or get to the line and make free throws.
Thanks. Your next question is from Scotty Bordelon of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Mike, just in your experience, what's it like coaching at Vanderbilt with, I guess, the unique setup, the bench on the baseline, and how important is communication in a game like this?
Well, obviously you want communication, hopefully between your players out there on the floor. That's the most important thing. And you got to have a head out there on the floor, somebody that kind of embodies what you're about in terms of, going out with the game plan and playing the court. And, of course, being on the other end, it might work to their favor. They don't have to listen to me. So sometimes guys, they like that part of it. But it'll be different for some guys that had never seen that setup. So we have to go down there. But the court is still 94 feet. Like I said, the pitch is just on the opposite end. So when they're coming that way, they're looking at us. When they're going the other way, they're not looking at us. So, but now you can go up the sideline, so that helps a little bit.
Yeah, and Dan, I think, had 28 points the first time you guys played Vanderbilt. How important is it that he kind of asserts himself early?
Well, we gotta make it his presence. I mean, we gotta make sure they pay attention to him, and hopefully it'll leave other guys open to knock down shots or to make plays. I think that's the biggest key. He's gotta be able to be assertive out there. I think we gotta take advantage of where we do have advantages are. But I think it just goes back to playing efficient, playing the right way, and playing defense on the road. You gotta play defense, and so Dan's getting a lot of attention. He's getting fouled. He gotta get to the free throw line, make his free throws, and when he has the opportunity to score, he's gotta score for us.
Our next question is from Jerry Tipton of the Lexington Herald Leader.
Under what challenges the Ole Miss guards, Brian Tyree and Terrence Davis, bring to the opposition?
Well, I think they're scorers. I mean, those guys can score all three ways. They can score off the bounce. They can create for others. And of course, they got unbelievable range. And I think they played together for 2-3 years now. So, and with Davis, he's so athletic. And I think Tyree's just playing with such confidence. And I think Kermit's doing a good job of putting those guys in position with space where they can shoot the basketball. And when you got a guy like Stevens can step up and knock shots down, I think with their quickness, line, you might as well, you know, automatically count it. So I think that what makes them real, real dangerous.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Next up is Ben Baby of the Dallas Morning News.
You know, Mike, how much has the level of coaching in the league increased since you first got into the league several years ago?
Oh, I think it's tremendous. I mean, I think right now I'm probably the second or third tenured coach here, so you can see the turnover in terms of coaches. And I think, you know, between the SEC and I think the university institution, I think they really invested in their basketball programs. And, you know, there's some great coaches in here before, and I think the quality of coaches continue in the SEC. You know, we're seeing, you know, a lot of results in terms of winning. And teams are doing well, but there were coaches, great coaches in there before some of these guys came in. I think it's just the commitment is totally different now, and you're seeing it take place in the recruiting, the financial commitment to basketball at all the institutions, and I think not only that, I think the attention that the SEC is paying attention in terms of putting the resources in and just making basketball very, very important in the SEC.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Okay, Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning.
I appreciate it. Thank you.